It's a new day. It's the first Sunday of a new month, and a new term, and a new Methodist year. It was with great sadness this week that we learnt the news that one of our dear friends, Gwen Bowers, passed away peacefully in hospital. Gwen was a great friend to us and to this church, and I think she had perhaps the longest established connection with this Methodist church, going back generations, and her grandfather's home was on this very site before these buildings were here. So we remember Gwen today, we give thanks for her life, and we remember Gwen's family and friends who miss her dearly, and ask that they will know God's peace and comfort today. And as I came into church today, we heard news of another family member who passed away, Phil and Shirley's sister, Hilda. And Phil's just going to tell us a little bit more and about something special that you've brought today. Well, our condolences to you. I'll just let you hold the microphone.
Sad times, but she was happy in her world, and that's what matters more than anything. But the most poignant thing was, is prize given today, the anniversary, and her daughter was going through some of her bits and bobs on Wednesday, and what should she come across, but her mum's prizes, Sunday school prizes. And this one was for first class attendance in 1947. And I just wanted the children to know that in those days we still had prize giving. And I see the prize is 3 and 6 pence. And when you look back in 1947, 75 years ago, it must have been quite a bit of money, 3 and 6 pence. But she deserved it, you know. So you treasure your Sunday school prizes. And then in years to come, when sadly you leave, and your family can see and get comfort from this, you know. And we had comfort from coming to the Sunday school all those years ago when it was up the back here, beside the pigsties.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah, but we will always remember her, naturally, as you do. But she got well looked after, and she went as peacefully as anybody could.
Yes, and in the loving arms of our Lord.
Yes, now. Oh, definitely. And like I said, and these are memories of her young childhood being brought up in the Methodist home.
Oh, thank
and
you.
That's why I wanted to bring it along, you know, just because of it being prize given today.
And that's so appropriate. And I wonder whether, before you take it home today, whether we could put it with our books on the table. Should we do that?
Oh, yes, fine. Anywhere?
Yeah, that's right. Great.
Okay,
thank you very much. Yeah. Bless you. Okay, bless you both. Well, on this day of endings and beginnings, new beginnings, we read in the book of Revelation how Jesus, seated on the throne, said, "Look, I am making all things new. I am making all things new." And we pray that we may be filled with that new life today. Let's give ourselves afresh to him at the start of this new season. Well, Eleanor's now going to come forward and bring us our opening sentences.
We welcome you to our Sunday Club anniversary.
We are glad that you came. We hope you enjoy this day of celebration.
We are going to begin our service with a song of praise to God.
So, as you are able, please do stand as we worship God and let the praise rise from our hearts. Please be seated. Isn't it great to have our young people sharing in our worship group today. Thank you. Lissa's going to come and lead us in our prayer. Thank you.
Let us pray. God who made all things, be here with us now. God who loves us just as we are, be here with us now. God who entered the world as a child to live, to learn and to grow as we do, be here with us now. God who brings us happiness and guides us by your Spirit, be here with us now. Amen.
Well, over the summer, our young people have been hearing about the story of Joseph in the Old Testament. And as we begin our roundup of what they've been up to and the things that they're going to share with us, we're going to just hear a recap very briefly of the story of Joseph's life, the highs and the lows, as we watch a video song to listen to the story of Joseph.
Joseph had done. People everywhere came for food. Even his brothers came for some. They didn't recognize who Joseph had become. It had been many years since the bad things they had done. He revealed who he was to his brothers, and they were scared of the punishment that they deserved. But Joseph forgave them instead of being mad. He said, God can make good things even.
Well, so over the weeks of the summer, our Sunday club groups all meet together. We usually have three groups ranging from 3 to about 8, 8 to 11, and then our 11 up. But over the summer, we all meet together. We have varying numbers, obviously, due to holidays, and people miss weeks, obviously, and things like that. And we had this year our theme as Joseph. And hopefully we're going to have some photos up here in a mo. Just showing you some of the things that we have been up to. So the first couple of weeks, we were learning about Joseph and his colourful coat. And as you'll see on the back behind you are wonderful creations, our works of art in teams they were working on. Really creative people we have here in church. They really enjoyed doing these creations. Then we were looking there at why Joseph had this this coat, why it was special. We had little stick puppets as well, where they were the coat flipped from side to side, and probably some of their favourite activity was decorating the biscuits. I think we maybe had a few too many sweets there, as you can see. And we have created as well, you can see, around the church, all sorts of places, these backdrops. I know we may not be historically accurate with pyramids exactly at the time of Joseph, but, you know, we're in Egypt. It's fine. It's hot. It's desert. So really, really talented artists working together on these. And as you can see here as well, we've got the sack with the silver cup hidden in for Benjamin. So we've had a really creative time, but a really good learning time as well. What else we got? So then there were lots of creative activities, fun activities, sort of sand pits, messy church style things going on. Oh, Felicity, have you spotted yourself up there? Yeah? There you are, having a good time. Yeah, we've just generally been really busy, and it's only down to our team that we have, our wonderful helpers and leaders that are committed to coming. We've had lots of new people turn up as well over the summer, which has been brilliant. And if you are interested in being involved in any way, our team needs more. Okay, we need more that will help. We need more that will lead. We try to have it on a rota that's a month. I didn't intend this to turn into a sales pitch, but there we go. But yeah, if you are committed or interested in our children, and they are so fantastic, it makes it a real pleasure. Please do speak to me or one of our team, because we really could do with more on our team that could give it go to lead or to help. So thank you. I'm going to invite Elizabeth and then Sarah to share a few little words about what they did on their weeks when they were leading. Thank you.
Good morning. So I had the privilege of leading Sunday Club at the part of Joseph's story when he was still stuck in prison. He'd been forgotten there for a couple of years, when suddenly he was called by the cupbearer to come and interpret dreams for the Pharaoh. So Joseph told Pharaoh that it was God who had given him these strange dreams, and it was God, actually, through Joseph, that was going to give him the meanings. So the young people helped me go through this story, some read verses. We all did sound effects and actions as we talked about these strange dreams of cows and wheat and what that all meant. And we talked about how even though Joseph was forced to work and put into prison, that he still trusted God and he still behaved well, and he kept a good attitude. And because Joseph kept a good attitude, God was able to use him to save many people from famine in Egypt and in other countries, and many people believed in God. So we related this to a Bible verse in Matthew 5:16, which says, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." So we talked about in our own lives, we might have a bad day or we might have some problems, but if we trust God and we ask him to help us keep a good attitude, we and many people will be blessed. And then lastly, in our time together, we talked about how God had a plan for Joseph's life, how he worked all the bad or difficult things that he went through together for Joseph's good. And how Joseph ended up being a leader of a whole country. And that is how God worked everything together for his good and the good of others. So we read together in Romans 8:28, which says, "We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." And we talked about how God still does that for us today. And then, as you saw in the pictures Claire shared, we had lots of fun working on our murals and playing in the sandpit, not quite the desert of Egypt, but still good fun. So we really, really enjoyed ourselves. And I just want to say thank you to all the young people for coming and participating. And thank you for the parents for bringing them along.
Well, I'm not sure how I'm going to follow after that, because I haven't actually prepared something that amazing, but I will definitely tell you what we were doing last week, which is our final week altogether. Well, we were kind of partly doing a wash-up of everything else, so we finished off some of our artwork to get all of that done ready for you. But what we mainly did was focus on Joseph forgiving his brothers. So we watched a video similar to the one that we've just watched by the same kind of cartoon. And we talked about forgiveness. And we made this forgiveness tree. That's what I'm calling it anyway. And we all had two leaves on it. And we talked about how it's really important to ask for forgiveness, to ask God for forgiveness, and other people too, if we've hurt them or done something to upset them. So one of the leaves we each hung on the tree represented asking for forgiveness, and then the other leaf represented forgiving other people and the importance of when somebody hurts us, forgiving them. And we looked at how Joseph did exactly that, how he forgave his brothers for what they did. And we realised that actually, you know, throwing him into a pit and then selling him off was not the best thing to do, was it? And he was probably justifiably quite angry about that. But he could see the big picture, and he knew that the best thing to do was to forgive, because that's what God asks us to do. So that's our forgiving tree. And then we also created, actually I have to say it was mostly Kimberly who did this with a bit of help from Caroline, put together, you might be able to see from a distance, but these are lots of verses about forgiveness in the Bible, and I cut them all up into sections and they had to fit them back together like a puzzle. So maybe at the end you might come and have a look at some of those. But I will just read one of them out from Matthew 6. It says, "Yes, if you forgive others for their sins, your Father in heaven will also forgive you for your sins." And that was our theme.
Thank you so much, Claire, Elizabeth, and Sarah, for that wonderful roundup and for sharing the scriptures with us there and the meaning of the story of Joseph and what lay behind the meaning as well and how God was at work. That's wonderful. We're on this Sunday Club anniversary, once again, we give absolute magnificent praise and glory to God. Glory to God for you all, for our young people, for our Sunday Club leaders and helpers as well. We absolutely, our hearts overflow today to have you young people as part of our church family. This is your church. It's not your mum and dad's church. This is your church, and you belong here, and your creativity and all that you bring, the music, it's all wonderful, and we give thanks to God for you today. So we're going to overflow with praise once again as we sing our next song. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord, just like Joseph did. Please be seated. Now, Ken has brought along his coat of many colours today, and Lydia is going to model it for us. So let's see the coat. Oh, it's down here. Yes. Wow, look at this. Let's just get you in the middle here, Lydia, just so we can see. And then let me just find the armholes. Can you see them there? Can you put one arm through there? And one arm through there like that. Now, what do you think about that? How's it feel? Feels good? Good. I'm just going to look in the back. Yeah, it's a large. Have you got it in a small, Ken? Okay. Okay, not to worry. Not to worry. Now, look at the magnificent colours. What colours can we see on here, Lydia? What have we got? Can we go through them? I'll get the microphone here. You can just name some of these colours that you know. What can you see?
Yellow.
Yeah? And what else? What other colour can you see?
Red.
Red, yeah.
Orange.
Yeah.
Green.
Yeah.
Blue. Blue.
Brilliant. Yeah, excellent. Now, all these colours speak to me a little bit about the colours of our life and the times that we go through and the times that Joseph went through. And the boys are now going to come up while we stand here together with this coat. And the boys are going to read out some words that tell of these colours and what they say about Joseph's story and our life story.
In Joseph's coat, we see the colour of red. Red is the colour of anger. Joseph was a favourite son. This made his brothers mad. Red is also the colours of love. Joseph and his friends let love win. God can change our anger to love.
In Joseph's coat, we see the colour blue. Blue is the colour of sadness. Joseph felt sad many times. He was sold to be a slave, he was put in prison, but in the end of his sadness was changed into happiness. Blue sky and better times came back. We can talk to God and talk to a friend when we are sad. God always has a plan for us.
In Joseph's coat, we see the colour green. Green is the colour of nature. Joseph made sure that the people were fed in years of hunger. Let us not be green with jealousy for what others have. We must share what we have. Help those who need us, and care for God's world. Green is also the colour of growth. Joseph grew up and learned from his mistakes. We are also growing up in faith and growing up in wisdom.
In Joseph's coat, we see the colour purple. Purple is a royal colour. Joseph served the king and did his best in every way. We served our King Jesus and we chose to do our best from him.
In Joseph's coat, we see many colours. We can see all the colours of the rainbow. The pattern of Joseph's life was colourful. Let God take all of the colours of your life and make them bright and beautiful today.
Thank you all. Brilliant. Thank you. Do you want to wear your coat? Keep it on. Right, brilliant. Well, Elizabeth read out to us some of the words of Romans chapter 8, and we're just going to hear a little bit more of that verse expanded now as Joshua reads to us God's word for us. And we pray that you will take those words to heart today and be encouraged. Be encouraged. Whatever you face this week, God is going to be right there alongside you in new classes at school or college, new friends, new challenges at work. God will be there right by your side. Challenges with health, God will be right there with you. In times of grief and loss, you have a friend in Jesus. Whatever you're facing, know that you go into September in the strength of the living God who will fight your battles and help you to have the victory. So we're going to celebrate all that Jesus has done for us in our next song, Rescuer. And don't forget the haze. Okay, so please stand as you're able to.
Now, I know this is the moment some of you have been itching for and some of you not so keen on coming up to the front, but please be brave. Sunday Club has grown and changed massively this last year. Each week, it seems, there's somebody different, somebody new. It's been a bit hard to keep up. I'm hoping and praying I've not forgotten anyone. There's actually even quite a big stash of people who aren't here today who've either told me they're not here or other things. So they will get their books in the next weeks or so. You know, even if you're kind of newish to us, you know, you are so welcome. You are so part of us here at Haverhill Methodist Church. So I hope you will appreciate and get something out of what we give to you. A little thank you to Joyce, who kindly does all our ordering for us, and to Angela, who manages our finances. All these little things wouldn't happen without them. We're going to call you up a few at a time to try and sort of move it along a little bit, and then we can kind of give them a clap once we've got a little group up, and you can collect your books from Peter. I'm going to start with two of the three that are moving from Splash to Extreme. When they move into year three, they move to Extreme, and we usually acknowledge that with a Bible. Then Angela traditionally has made us a wonderful birthday cake. It looks stunning. And I think there's probably enough to go around afterwards. So if any of the children want to come up and stand around to help us sing to Sunday Club and help blow out the candle, if you want to come and stand up here now. You can all stand around at front. That's it. Look at all those wonderful sweeties on there. Do you want to stand in front a bit, Albert? That's it. Got to try and light it first, haven't I? There we go. You're going to sing Happy Birthday to Sunday Club. I've no idea how old Sunday Club is. Somebody might be able to tell me one day or whatever, but, you know, here we go. Are we ready? Have we got to get our good singing voices on? I'm not very tuneful. Ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sunday Club. Happy birthday to you. Can you all do a big breath?
Happy birthday.
Oi! So when we've got tea and coffee and juice, we'll uncover it. They haven't blown all over your cake, don't panic. And it'll be cut up ready for you to have a piece afterwards. Thank you. Do you want to go sit down? There we go. Lost the plot what we're doing next. That's Hannah. Hannah's going to come and lead us in prayer.
Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for holiday times. Thank you for our families and our friends. We thank you for Sunday Club. We pray for the new school year about to begin. New classes, new teachers, new shoes, new things to learn. Help us to make a new start. Help us to learn, pray, and share together. Help us to make new friends. Help us to know. Help us to use our talents to the full. Help us to know you will be with us, so we don't need to worry. We pray for all who need your love today. We pray for peace in your world and peace in our hearts. We ask this prayer in the names of Jesus. Amen. Let us pray now. Let us now say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. The Persian kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, Hannah, for leading us in those prayers. Well, just as we come towards the end of our service, I did just want to pray a prayer of commissioning for our Sunday Club and Grid leaders and helpers. So if just where you are, if you are a Sunday Club leader or helper, if you're willing just to stand where you are, and just as we pray for you now. Thank you. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for these women and men of faith who you have called to serve you and serve our young people in Sunday Club and the Grid. And we thank you for them and for others who can't be here today. And Lord, we give thanks to you and to them for their faithful, devoted service, week in and week out. Preparing, listening to what you would have say to the young people each week. Often preparing in the midst of a busy family life. But Lord, you have equipped them this far, and you will continue to equip them in this new season. We pray that you will give them all the energy, all the love, all the wisdom as they share their faith in you. Lord, equip them and bless them mightily, we pray. And we ask, Lord, that you will add to their number. Lord, that you will open doors for others to help and to lead with confidence that comes from you. We thank you, Lord, for them. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Let's show our appreciation. It's been a wonderful service this morning. We thank everybody who has played a part. That's all of us. We're all participating today, but thank you to those who've had a special part in the service. And next Sunday, the feast continues. We have our service of Holy Communion, and we hope that you will be able to join us around the Lord's table. Our prayer team are available, and they wear the green lanyards. So do ask if you would like prayer or a listening ear in a quiet corner before you leave today. Please do stay for refreshments and cake in the church hall afterwards. And those who have brought a picnic will then move over to the rec later. And at 3 o'clock here this afternoon, we have the baptism of Michael Guilfoyle, and all are invited to attend that service. Well, we really couldn't do a service about Joseph without including this song, which is going to be a video song. So let's stand and clap and join in this well-known song.
Ivy and Albert and Hannah are going to come and help do some actions for our blessing. If anyone else wants to come and join in, it's very simple. Otherwise, you can join in where you are. Do you want to just stand down there, girls? Oh, boys, come up here. Come on, come right up here. That's it. Oh, should we take this first? Should we? Thank you. Right. So we're going to say, thank you, God, for all your blessings. We offer you our gifts, our talents, and our lives. May all that we say and all that we do show your love. Bless each one of us and take us from the old to the new. Amen.